快乐是一种习惯，一个态度。只要留意生活细节，你和我都可以成为快乐的人。我是卡洛，活该快乐。
欢迎大家收看活该快乐，我是卡洛。今集咧系得我一个人嘅，阿岛系唔在场噶，因为咧我而家都唔喺香港，咁我咧就去咗日本嘅东京咧去拜访我嘅先生啊，我一位好尊敬嘅老师就系冈本胜博士啦 ，Dr. Masaru Emoto。咁如果大家有睇开我嘅节目咧，都知道曾经之前有两集咧我都提过呢件事情噶，咁一集咧就系叫做听水细说啦，有一集咧就系叫做听水细说嘅新歌分享，为世界做一啲美丽嘅事情咁样样。咁源於咩事情呢？源於咧，其實江本勝博士咧，日本啦，就研究咗一樣嘢，佢就發現咗咧，原來水係識得聽人講嘢同埋識得睇嘢噶。咁佢就話咧，原來只要我哋同一啲水講一啲正面嘅説話啦，讚啲水啊，講啲感恩嘅説話咧，原來出咗嚟嗰個雪花係好靚嘅，喺個顯微鏡下邊嘅雪花啊，呢度都有啲相睇下。原來咧出咗嚟個雪花係好靚嘅。咁如果相反咧，如果係你鬧啲水啦，或者俾一啲負面嘅信息佢嘅話咧，出咗嚟嗰雪花係唔靚噶。咁所以咧就繼而講緊咧就係話，原來當我哋想自己嘅身體裏邊嘅水分啊，個七成嘅水分都好啦，想身邊嘅人都好嘅時候咧，其實好重要嘅就係我哋每一日講嘅説話係咪正面嘅説話啦，係咪要講多啲有建設性啦，或者寫多啲嘢啊，或者係做多啲親近多啲呢啲正面嘅事情，令到我哋身體裏邊七成都會好啲。咁其實我相信水係一個城市一個地方嘅一個根咯，一個最基本嘅元素啦。所以就提倡緊就係我哋要對大家都要好啲啦，正面咁樣去對人咯，去愛人咯。繼而就講緊我哋要珍惜我哋嘅水資源咯，要尊重水啦等等。咁而其實呢一件事情咧，本身啊江本勝博士咧就寫咗好多本書啦。咁有其中幾本書咧喺世界各地係非常之咁暢銷，被譯咗好多十個語言嘅版本。咁而為咗令到我哋嘅下一代都要知道呢件事情啦，咁江本博士咧就佢提出咗一個叫江本和平計劃。咁其實喺而家咧喺廿幾個國家都推行緊啦。咁香港就其中一個啦，我就喺2010年開始咧就係推行呢一樣嘢。咁係啲乜嘢嚟嘅咧？其實就好想咧，我哋嘅下一代咧都要知道呢件事情，都要知道咧，喂，原來我哋嘅説話係好有影響力㗎。我哋寫嘅文字，我哋睇嘅所有嘢係好有影響力，可以影響緊我哋七成嘅身體嘅狀態，影響緊身邊嘅人七成嘅狀態，甚至空氣裏邊所有嘅水分。咁所以小朋友要知道呢件事情，而如果佢哋由細到大都發現咗，喂，原來我哋真係要咁樣講説話喎，而成為一個習慣嘅時候咧，我相信將來佢哋嘅心態啦，佢哋嘅諗嘢嘅方式啦、思維啦，同埋成個世界都會唔一樣。咁所以就而家支援緊呢件事情啦，去一啲學校裏邊啊、醫院啊、社區中心啊，講一啲嘅免費講座啦。咁就有啲書仔咧，都係免費送俾小朋友噶。咁啊，裏邊就有好多呢啲水結晶、呢啲好靚嘅雪花嘅相啦，亦都會同佢哋玩遊戲啦，去教佢哋去講一啲正面嘅説話啦，去令佢認識多啲啦。咁係一件好好開心嘅事情嚟嘅。蘇花咁多年嚟一路去做。咁就今日嚟到呢個地方係做咩事呢？其實適逢咧喺東京呢一度咧，就係一個國際性嘅會議啦。咁有好多嚟自世界各地唔同嘅人咧，都嚟到呢一度向江本博士學習。咁好開心嚟到呢一度咧，就可以一齊去舉行呢個活動啦，去幫博士手去做呢一樣嘢啦。咁難得我嚟到呢一個地方咧，就當然唔會放過江本博士啦，係啦，因為一直以嚟咧，其實佢都好支持我做緊呢一樣嘢，大家都好互相去配合緊。如果大家有留意嘅話咧，其實我之前都出過一本書啦，叫做《活該快樂》啦。舊年七月八月嘅時候出噶，咁亦都好開心得到江本博士幫我寫咗個推薦序。咁其實喺裏邊咧都有一個篇幅咧，都係講緊，原來我哋咁樣去講説話啦，咁樣去思維嘅話咧，其實的確可以令到自己快樂啲啦，令到身邊嘅人都快樂啲嘅。咁所以就今日特登即係嚟到呢一個東京嘅時候咧，當然唔會放過佢啦。係啦，呢位咁偉大嘅人物，當然會邀請佢上嚟我哋熱血時報呢一度咧，同我哋呢一個節目度延伸，同我哋去傾下偈嘅。咁呢一位嘅咁出名嘅人物啦，其實喺世界各地係好多人都好認識佢啦，亦都好多人爭住去邀請佢去世界各地嗰度去演講啊，去見面啊，去為啲水去做一個 water prayer ceremony 咁樣樣。咁所以佢嘅書亦都好出名啦。有幾本而家仍然都係喺美國嘅 bestseller 啦。 亦都係喺前年咧，就係被英國咧封為咧全世界100大嘅精神領袖嘅第18位。因為咧，其實相信咧，佢發現呢件事情就係人同埋水之間呢一個咁嘅關係咧，原來係即係對嚟緊呢個世界係將會非常之有嘅影響力，將會影響緊我哋嘅行為嘅模式噶。咁所以咧，佢就係被封為呢一個第18位嘅精神領袖啦。咁呢一位咁偉大嘅人物咧，咁啊今日就請佢上嚟咧，同我哋傾下偈啦。除此之外咧，其實今次嚟到呢一度咧，我仲會帶大家咧去一個叫 Water Prayer Ceremony 嘅，因為咧其實佢咧就係被邀請咧去到世界各地咧，就去到唔同嘅地方嘅水前面咧，就帶領當地嘅人咧去做一啲水嘅儀式，一個慶典嘅。咁其實喺舊年嘅8月咧，舊年嘅9月嘅時間咧，我都有邀請過江本博士嚟到香港啦，去為我哋做一啲嘅講座啦，同埋咧都有為一啲水去祝福噶。咁今日咧嚟到呢一度咧，亦都會咧拍攝個情況俾大家睇下，究竟我哋係點樣去為啲水去祝福嘅咧？點樣去令到嗰個地方嘅水係會好啲，令到我哋當地人嘅生活啦都會好啲嘅咧咁樣。咁而另外咧，都會同大家咧帶大家去江本博士嘅辦公室裏邊嘅實驗室裏邊啊，去見證一下咧，究竟呢一啲咁靚嘅雪花嘅相咧，究竟係點樣影出嚟嘅啦？係見證住呢啲雪花嘅誕生咁樣噶。咁所以咧，今集咧就會係非常之豐富嘅。好啦，這個時間咧，不如我哋先聽下同阿江本博士之間嘅傾偈先啦。
It's my honor to have Dr. Emoto to be here with us today to have an interview with us.Thank you, Dr. Emoto, to have interview with us, and thank you for coming to Hong Kong last year, September, to Hong Kong with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's happy to have an interview with him again, because actually I have a lot to ask him, because he has written a lot of books, and one of the very famous books is The Message of Water, you know, very famous book. And I have one very important question I want to ask you, becauseMany people ask you this question, and I'm also wondering, because you said that in this book, you said that the hidden message in water is to tell us to look inside ourselves. So what do you mean by tell us to look inside ourselves?
Because our body consists from 75% water. Mm-hmm. But we don't know much about water. Mm. This book shows the true side, true face of water. So I think our people must learn from this book.
To know what it's talking about in the 70% inside our body.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so I find that you have a lot of crystal photographs inside. Well, actually, can you tell us which one do you like most?
Hi.
You have taken so many photos in the past 10 years, right?
Of course, I love the picture from the word love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude?
Yeah. This is this one.
Oh, it's this one? Oh, so this one is your favorite one?
Yeah.
Okay, so how can you get this one? Is like a scene to a water, love and gratitude?
I show the word, love and gratitude, and a label.
On a label?
Yeah.
And I stick on the bottle?
Bottle.
Okay,
for
so...
For 1 day.
For 1 day only?
Yes, yeah.
And you get this crystal?
Yes.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Okay. Well, have you ever done any experiment on like sticking a cell phone on a bottle of water and see the effect on the water?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so what's the effect?
TV and computer and cell phone.
Cell phone.
And wrench? Dense wrench.
And microwave, is it?
Microwave.
Yes, I think microwave is very important. But all these you mentioned are everyday we are using every day.
But and the result was so awful.
Awful, is it?
So bad.
Okay.
Yeah, water don't like magnetic wave. Especially cell phone.
Cell phone.
Very close to the brain. That is very dangerous. Yeah.
Mm. I know there are like 85% of water in the brain, isn't it?
93%.
93%, more than I thought. Oh, okay, so I think cell phone affects our brain very much. Oh, okay, that's not a good news, isn't it? Okay. So, and many people, you know, ask me this very interesting question. For example, you have a bottle of water here. You say negative words to them. What about, and then the next day, you say positive words to them. Can they change to a good one?
A negative word makes negative crystal, not beautiful one. And the beautiful word makes a beautiful crystal.
Okay, so what about if today I say negative words to a water? So the water is ugly, right? Not beautiful. And then 3 days later, I say beautiful words to them.
You can change.
Yeah. You can change it.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
If your heart is so pure, and then, you know, nice one.
Yeah, we can change it.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the good news. That means if we get sick, and then we say like positive words or be positive, and then we can recover.
Yeah. But in case of we are in sick, energy is not so strong, so you need help from friend.
Stay with good friends.
Doctor.
Stay with good friends and doctor, so we can heal again.
Yeah.
That's the good news for us. Okay. For so many years, you have like taken a lot of photos of crystals. Can you find which word or phrase that is the strongest to clean water or to purify water?
As I said before, love and gratitude is the best one and very, very strong.
Oh, so among all the experiments, you find love and gratitude is the best one. Okay, so we have to say more. These two words to the
water. Water and love that works.
So we can clean our water. This is the strongest word in the world. Okay.
And before that, you should say, oh, you are so sorry.
The
water.
To the water again. We are sorry and thank you and we love you. All these are very good words to water. Dangerous now, okay. Okay, Dr. Emoto, you know that the population in Hong Kong and China is growing fast, you know, and the pollution here is, you know, getting worse. So what do you recommend us to do to make it better?
My final goal to make world peace in China.
In China?
Yeah. And because they have a huge population.
Yes.
And I want to go to China, many cities, many countries, to teach people how to purify water.
That will be very important for
us. And I will go to many river or ponds, lake in China.
In China?
Yeah. I will, and I will demonstrate how to purify.
How to purify? Okay, so you will bring us to the river and tell us how to purify.
Right.
We must learn this, because there are so many lakes and rivers in China. If we know how to purify it, that will be very good.
Also, air is water.
Air, water in the air. Do you know the pollution? The air pollution is very bad in China. So you have to come. That is very important. You know, Dr. Emoto is actually over 70 years old, but he is still so active and he always, you know, go here and there to help spread the message. Well, actually, what is your next plan?
Oh, next plan is going to China.
So this is your biggest plan, is going to China?
Yeah, within this year.
Within this year? You're coming to at the end of this year, right?
Hi.
Yeah, we look forward to it, okay?
So please, looking forward to me.
Yeah, we will, okay. All right, lastly, if you can say a message to the world through the internet, you know, through this camera, what are you going to tell the world?
Let's study more about what is water. And you can be very smart.
We'll be very smart.
Your DNA needs water to connect wisdom of God or big nature.
So we connect with water.
Yeah.
So to study water is very important for us.
Yes.
Okay. So we will through internet to spread out your message. Thank you so much, Dr. Emoto, for talking to us.
Okay,
it's an honor to have you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hong Kong people.
我而家咧就喺日本東京嘅一個會議展覽中心裏邊咧，等緊出發啦，等緊啊 Dr. Emoto 咧帶我哋去一個河邊咧去做一個 water prayer ceremony 啊。咁呢個會議係啲咩嚟呢？就係適逢咧我哋有一啲嘅世界各地嘅人咧聚集埋一齊去做啲嘅會議啦，包括有嚟自日本，即係呢度嚟本地啦，有美國啦，有澳洲啦，有沙特阿拉伯啦，有印度啦，有。印度尼西亞啦、泰國啦、香港啦、上海啦，咩人都有走埋一齊。人數雖然唔係好多，得二三十人咁，但係咧，適逢大家走埋一齊嘅時候咧，不如就去我哋嘅河邊咧去做一個 water prayer ceremony 啦咁樣。咁呢個嘅 ceremony 其實係乜嘢嚟嘅咧？其實係源於我哋發現，喂，原來我哋嘅説話、我哋嘅祝福對於水真係好有幫助。原來我哋對住啲水講好嘅説話，真係會影響到佢哋嘅質素。咁呢件事情當然啊 ，Dr. Emoto 都發現咗好耐啦。但其實這個 ceremony 的源起呢，就是當時在1997年的時候呢，有一次呢，他就同一位佛教的僧人呢，就去到一個叫做 Fujiwama 的水壩那裡呢，去做一個祈福。咁其實個做法係點樣呢？佢就喺祈福之前咧，就攞咗少少水嘅樣本，然後就攞去個實驗室裏面咧，去影一啲嘅雪花嘅相。咁好啦，去到佢哋做完一啲祈福之後咧，就又再攞翻啲水嘅樣本咧，又再做一啲雪花嘅相。佢發現原來兩個雪花係完全唔同樣噶，爭好遠噶。當然呢兩張相後屘都有喺書本裏面發布啦，亦都喺一啲嘅雜誌裏面發布。咁就發覺哇，好 amazing 啊！嗰兩張相我都有噶，係啊，稍後再報翻俾大家睇下。咁就覺得哇，原來我哋向水去祝福、去祈禱嘅話咧，係真係好有效嘅咁樣。咁就繼而再去到1999年啦，咁佢就同另一位博士咧就去到琵琶湖。琵琶湖咧就係 Lake Biwa 啦，就係被譽為係日本嘅媽媽河，係啦，媽媽河係即係話佢係即係最重要嘅一條河啦，因為係日本唯一一條最大嘅一條 fresh water 嘅河嚟嘅。咁就喺嗰個嘅河側邊咧，琵琶湖側邊咧就做咗一啲嘅祈禱。咁就發現咗啲咩咧？就冇咩發現嘅，因為佢冇咩話影相啊嗰樣嘢。但係咧一兩日之後咧，竟然見報見新聞喎。新聞報道咧，竟然就講翻就話，哇！唔知點解啊，琵琶湖咧側邊嘅居民咧，一直都有個煩惱噶，就係咧條湖好臭啊，有啲嘅臭味咧，有啲滋生咗啲細菌啊，咁樣可能就好臭啦咁樣。但係唔知點解呢一兩日開始冇咗陣臭味喎，哇！側邊啲居民都好開心啊，咁樣就有呢個咁樣嘅新聞報告。咁啊 ，Dr. Emoto 就覺得好 amazing 咯，係喎，其實如果我哋能夠定期地對啲水去有一個祝福或者祈願嘅話，其實可以令到我哋呢個城市更加好啦，令到身邊人更加好啦咁樣。咁所以就咧開始有一個叫 water prayer ceremony 咯，就去到世界各地唔同嘅地方、唔同嘅河啦、唔同嘅海邊啦，就有一啲嘅祝福嘅活動啦，希望可以祝福到當地嘅水，繼而可以影響到當地嘅人同埋佢哋嘅生活啦咁樣。咁而最近咧，亦都更加進一步咧，就唔單止係即係每一年去唔同嘅地方度做呢個 ceremony， 甚至佢亦都呼籲咧全球嘅人咧喺每一個月嘅11日咧都要做呢一樣嘢。咁點解咧？其實就源於咧當時911啦，有一件好大嘅事發生咗啦，大家知道喺美國咁啊，死咗好多人，亦都影響緊全球好多嘅事情咯。繼而喺3月11日咧，其實喺日本咧都有一個好大嘅地震，亦都係死傷無數咯。咁啊 ，Dr. Emoto 就覺得，喂，其實11日真係唔係一個好吉利嘅日子啊！不如我哋以後喺11日嘅時候，就我哋靜落嚟向水去做一個祝福同埋祈願，希望佢可以令到我哋都更加安康咁樣。咁所以就發起咗咧，全世界嘅每一個月嘅11日嘅當地時間12點中午時間，就喺我哋自己各自嘅地方咧，去向住自己嘅地方嘅水咧，就去做一個嘅praying， 一個嘅祈禱，一個祝福，咁就希望可以為到我哋當地嘅水而好嘅咁樣。咁所以今日咧，佢都會適逢我哋咁多個國家嘅人走埋一齊咧，都會帶我哋咧去呢個海邊嗰度咧，去做一個咁樣嘅祝福噶。咁佢就咧，每人派咗一張咁樣嘅紙啦。係啦，咁裏邊有啲乜嘢咧？其實有一個叫做大斷言嘅東西啦，就係每一次咧，佢做呢個嘅祈福嘅時候咧，都會去餐嘅一個嘅一個重言嚟噶。咁另外亦都有向水嘅感謝同埋祝福啦。就係嗰四句我哋成日講嗰四大嘅説話啦，就係講緊 I'm sorry 啦、Forgive me 啦、Thank you 同埋 I love you 四句係無論用喺任何嘅地方都係非常之正面同埋有力量嘅句子啦。
咁而下面都有花歌詞咧，都會大家一齊唱歌。咁我知道咧，其實通常咧，我哋除咗唱呢啲同做同佢餐呢啲咁嘅東西之外咧，我哋仲會喺海邊咧，去河邊啦，會做一啲唔同嘅唱唔同嘅歌啊，或者其他嘅東西會做嘅。咁或者我哋出發啦，咁就帶大家去睇下究竟呢個 water prayer ceremony 究竟係點樣嘅。我哋而家咧就喺嗰個河邊嗰度咧，就開始呢一個嘅 water prayer ceremony 啦。咁就因為今日咧唔係世界和平日啊，純粹係因為今日我哋有一啲嘅 international 嘅 event 啦，喺呢度咧就好多嘅唔同嘅國家嘅人都走埋一齊，有美國啊、英國啊、歐洲好多嘅國家啦，甚至連去到沙地阿拉伯嘅人咧都有啊。咁所以就純粹係好多人走埋一齊啦。順便我哋就嚟到呢一個嘅東京嘅其中一條河嘅側邊。咁你見到咧側邊有好多唔同嘅人喺度啦。其實Dr. Emoto 而家咧就喺度主持緊呢一個嘅water prayer ceremony 嘅。咁就希望捉住到啲水啦，都可以好啲啦，或者去。而家咧，我哋就喺河邊呢一度咧，就喺度唱緊一啲唱緊一啲嘅歌。咁我哋行埋少少聽下，究竟聽唔聽到佢講乜嘢？跟住咧，我哋就會咧向水咧講出四句嘅句子嘅，包括有咧就係 I'm sorry 啦、Forgive me 啦、Thank you 同埋 I love you。咁咧佢哋就會用日文嚟講啦。咁就而家由另一位嘅 doctor 咧去帶我哋一齊去做呢樣。跟住而家咧，我哋就喺海邊咧，一齊去唱緊一首日文嘅歌。La la 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 la
啱就完咗呢一個 water prayer ceremony 啦。咁我相信啲水咧應該會馬上好咗噶，因為頭先都講過一啲嘅實驗證明過啦，就係、是、我哋真係心裏邊嘅 prayer 嘅禱告嘅説話啦，或者甚至講出嚟嘅呢啲嘅説話，全部都係有佢嘅影響力噶。That's why 點解好多嘅宗教都會用一啲嘅禱文啊，一啲嘅説話去祝福，去令到呢個世界好就係咁解。咁一條河好咗，係影響緊成個城市啦。當然係因為水係一個生命嘅核心啦。每一個地方嘅水如果係靚嘅話咧，我相信嗰個地方嘅人生活咧一定會開心同埋健康嘅。咁所以呢、這個就係一個簡單嘅 water prayer ceremony 啦。今日嘅規模唔係太大，因為今日唔係啲乜嘢國際和平日嗰樣嘢，而係純粹我哋有一班嘅 international 嚟嘅一啲嘅朋友去學習緊呢一樣嘢，咁就不如一齊都做呢一樣嘢，去知道點樣做，示範點樣做之後咧，喺自己各自嘅地方咧都可以去 carry out 呢一樣嘢嘅。咁大家都有機會嘅話，可以經過海邊啊，經過啲河邊啊，都可以試下呢一樣嘢。